It's the time of year when tenants may be concerned that their landlord isn't providing enough heat. This week on You and the Law, attorney Joshua Dubs is here talking about how heating fits into the landlord and tenant situation. Is there a significant problem in landlord-tenant relationships over heating and hot water and so forth in an apartment, especially in this winter time of year?
I'm not sure I'd say that it's significant. There are certainly plenty of incidences where heat in apartment complexes is either non-existent or insufficient, given our cold climate.
What do tenants believe the landlord is supposed to provide in terms of heat, hot water, windows that aren't broken?
Every tenant has a legal right to a habitable environment. That includes having sufficient heat and hot water to allow them to live comfortably, at least safely, in their apartment.
Is there something in their lease, or is it just assumed?
It can be in the lease. Certainly the lease can divide the responsibility. Some tenants are responsible for paying for their electric bills, for example, and the heat may be electric. Some tenants are responsible for paying for their water. But there is always an unwritten warranty of habitability that all landlords must provide a livable situation for their tenants.
Define livable situation.
It's tough to define, but it certainly in a climate like ours would suggest that there is at least adequate heat to be able to remain safe and comfortable. There is a statute in the multiple dwellings law that states that if there are multiple units, at least 8 units in a property, that the landlord has to provide heat up to a certain or down to a minimum certain level.
Would this apply to things like making sure the locks on the outside doors work or that the windows keep drafts out?
If the windows are a significant contributing factor to the heat not being able to stay in the apartment, then yes, it certainly could, though it certainly would be more in the landlord's favor, particularly if they are paying for the heat, to make sure that those things are taken care of. Otherwise, they'll be heating the whole neighborhood, as my father would say.
Well, obviously, a lot of us have at one point or another lived in houses where we pay the heat, and the landlord may not care.
That's true. It certainly is also a safety and security measure if the windows or doors are not adequately affixed, and certainly no landlord wants to deal with the liability that comes along with break-ins, etc. So it's certainly in the best interest of the landlord to keep that stuff up.
But of course, everybody tells stories which may be apocryphal about really bad landlords. Of course, landlords tell stories which probably aren't apocryphal about bad tenants.
I've heard just about the gamut those stories, some of which are apocryphal and some of which are not. Having an inadequate lock is not considered a safety or a habitability issue. That being said, it is important to the safety to do that, and there are remedies available to tenants that feel that their landlord is not taking adequate steps to ensure their safety and security.
You mean the situation I was in many years ago where the landlord had a really bad side door, and the only reason I found out about it is I was in my back room when the guy kicked down the door from the hallway.
The tenant kicked, or the landlord kicked down the door?
No, I don't know who this guy was. He had come through the door that the landlord hadn't made secure enough, and he came up and kicked down the door into our apartment.
I would very strongly complain to the landlord if that were the case. That door, or you could simply fix the door and bill your landlord for it, or there's any number of remedies available to tenants.
Can you bill the landlord?
You can either bill the landlord for necessary repairs that you've done, or you can simply withhold it from the rent. Two very important things to keep in mind if you're going to do that is, number one, make sure you have put your landlord on notice and your landlord has simply failed or refused to do anything. And number two, that you keep adequate records of what it is that you've spent, because the landlord can demand proof that it did in fact cost you $300 to fix the lock on your door.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Joshua Dubs has been here, and we've been talking about some of the issues in landlord and tenant relationships at this time of year. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.